In the NBA, Doc Rivers is set to be the next coach of the Los Angeles Clippers. Rivers has 3 years and $21 million left on his Boston contract, and the deal would bring Boston a first-round draft pick in 2015. Meanwhile, state police officers and dogs searched the home of Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez for more than 3.5 hours on Saturday as they continued to investigate the killing of 27-year-old Odin Lloyd. More than 6,400 athletes gathered in Boston for the BAA, the city's first major race since the April 15th attacks. And the champion of the men's 2013 Boston Marathon returned his winner's medal to Mayor Thomas Menino Sunday to honor the city and those killed in the bombing. Moving over to baseball news, the Red Sox lost to Detroit 7-5, and the Yankees stayed 2.5 games behind Boston as the Rays earned a 3-1 victory in the Bronx. The Mets crushed Philadelphia 8-0. Matt Harvey allowed 2 hits over 6 shutout innings before being lifted following a rain delay. David Wright came within a single of the cycle, going 4-for-5 with a homer, a triple, and 2 doubles. Elsewhere in the American League, Minnesota topped Cleveland 5-3, Toronto cruised ahead of Baltimore 13-5, Kansas City 7, the White Sox 6, and Seattle doubled up Oakland 6-3 in 10 innings. In the National League, Colorado beat Washington 7-6. Milwaukee fell to Atlanta 7-4. Miami outscored San Francisco 7-2. Cincinnati doubled up Arizona 4-2, and the Dodgers won against San Diego 3-1. Checking interleague play was the Cubs 14, Houston 6, Pittsburgh passed the Angels 10-9, and it was Texas over St. Louis 2-1. In tennis news, Wimbledon begins day one of its 2-week run today. Finally, Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals between the Chicago Blackhawks and the Boston Bruins is tonight at 8. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.